At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. Tonight on the show, I speak with Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired CBS News, about what we know of the counteroffensive launched by Ukraine against the Russian forces in the eastern part of Ukraine. There is reporting that the offensive has taken on a new pace, perhaps spurred on by the recent NATO meeting, perhaps because their weapon systems have arrived in an adequate number. But in any event, they're driving right up the center of the Donbass, northern Zaporizhia Oblast, headed for the Sea of Azov to cut off Crimea. At the same time, there's threat from Russia in the Black Sea Basin to cut off or to blockade any grain leaving Ukraine or Romania or Bulgaria, anywhere in the whole region, to the world, leverage that Russia believes helps its efforts. I also turn to discussing Israel and the threat by Iran. Iran's nuclear weapons program is no longer the single threat. The missile program is sophisticated and growing. And Rich Goldberg reports from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy that there's reason to believe, reporting from the U.S. government, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency himself, that Russia looks to be assisting Iran with what could be passed off as a space vehicle, but easily could be converted to an intercontinental ballistic missile. That's the kind that can not only threaten the neighborhood of Iran, but the continent of North America. Also tonight, the question of what is it right now that compels the South Caucasus to remain in anxiety? One, the exit of the Soviet Union and the collapse of the regions of prosperity. Two, the dispute between Azerbaijan and Armenia over Nagorno-Karabakh, no longer a priority in the region because Russia's much distracted with Ukraine. And three, the Russian aggression against Georgia in 2008 is unresolved. Russia picked off two parts of Georgia, Abkhazia and South Ossetia. And right now, the Georgians are looking to join NATO to protect them in the future. Also, the concern voiced several times about Guatemala by Evan Ellis, professor of U.S. Army War College. Guatemala's first round of elections delivered a recognizable elite candidate, Sandra Torres, the wife of a former president, but also delivered a man who was very little known and a party that was brand new. His name is Arevalo and the party is Semilla. Since the first round of the election, given how close it was between Semilla, the party of Arevalo, and Torres, there has been suggestion that the powers that be in Guatemala are persecuting Semilla, seeking to disenfranchise it before the second round of voting in August. The U.S. has complained and condemned this interference. The EU has complained and condemned this interference. There are other troubles in Latin America I explore with Mr. Ellis, Professor Ellis. Mexico, where the president of Mexico, the all-powerful AMLO, is deriding a candidate, a possible candidate for the presidency, the presidential election next year. Her name is Xochitl Galvez. She's a senator, 60 years old, and her challenge to AMLO is significant in that she comes from very poor circumstances and through pluck has raised herself up to be prominent and a powerful voice for those people, especially the indigenous people of Mexico, who are outside the prosperity. Another election in Latin America much watched is Ecuador, where there's now chaos. There's been an emergency call by the serving president, who's not running for a re-election, Mr. Lasso. But the country is overwhelmed with gun violence, especially along the ports. It's narco-terrorism, and Evan Ellis observes that it is very frustrating to watch a country that had good relations with the U.S., collapse into chaos. Also, a happy conversation tonight with Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, about storytelling. Storytelling in the summertime by grandparents to grandchildren, the way of conveying the generations and the origins of a family. America's all mixed up with migration from everywhere over many generations, and telling what you can of the stories you heard as a child from your grandfather is a way of stretching over a century. And you do this in the summertime, and everybody associates those revelations of what grandpa said or what grandpa's grandpa said comes with the firefly catching in rural Pennsylvania. I hope you enjoy the show. This is John Batchelor. Good night.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.